Bloated wild card weekend starts tomorrow. We have two games tomorrow, three on Sunday, and then the Monday night extravaganza in Tampa. We are, I'm debating whether or not to start at the back, but I don't want to start at the back. I want to start with the, as it was termed to me by a friend of mine in Baltimore, the elephant in the room, the Lamar Jackson contract, which in his opinion, and I trust this person's opinion, does not really matter. Only to the outside people does it matter. Will Brinson, Pick Six podcast moderator, CBSSports.com. Do you think the Lamar Jackson contract matters? He is not playing. He's already declared himself out. PCL grade 2.75 sprain, still swelling, knee is unstable, not going to play. What role does the contract play?
I'm a big fan of declaring myself out as well. I'm not going to do this. I'm out.
No, I think so. He did that. He did it. Yeah, good for him.
I've sort of been in the opinion that it's not as much about the contract as people want to make it about the contract. Brady Quinn, we had on the Pick Six podcast, and he pointed out, he's like, look, I had a sprained PCL before. It depends on the severity of it. You know, Lamar tweeted out that it's a grade 2, borderline grade 3 sprain. And, we forget a lot of times that sprain actually means tear, right? So
right.
If you sprain something, you didn't tear it. Like, it's not like a, it's just a mild tear is basically what it is. And so Lamar's status when he's playing, on the field, it's a little different than like your normal quarterback, your pocket passer who would be dealing with a sprained PCL. Anytime you have a sprained anything in your arms or legs and you're trying to throw the football,
yeah,
like it requires more than it's just not just your, you're not a robot arm out there. Like there's a lot of parts that go into throwing the football. And with Lamar, he's a runner too. And I'm not gonna say he's primarily a runner, but his legs are a massive, massive part of what the Ravens do on offense. And so if he has this sprained PCL, one, it could restrict the offense and restrict what they're able to do on offense and make that offense not 100%. And two, he is up for a contract and he's a former MVP and he was drafted late in the first round. So he didn't get that huge deal that the Sam Darnolds and the Baker Mayfields got with their first contract. And right.
Funny.
The Josh Rosens of the world.
Right. Exactly.
But if he goes out and he tears his ACL in week 18 or in the wild card round of the playoffs or shreds his knee this late in the season, and they, not only is it bad for him financially, it's bad for the Ravens for the long haul if they insist on keeping him. Now, were you like texting on the side with somebody in Baltimore, or is it, public who you
maybe
talking. Well, I'm asking because I saw like
yes,
I saw Ken Wyman, who hosts the show in 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, and he said that he thinks Lamar's traded before the draft, which I think would be crazy. But
well, here's the thing. I don't think it's out of the question either, because in my opinion, he's not going to get the contract he wants from the Ravens unless, you and I have talked about this. If I'm the Ravens, I give him the non-exclusive franchise tag. I let other teams negotiate with Lamar Jackson so he can see what's out there. I'm almost definitely going to match anything that he signs unless some dope gives him the Deshaun Watson deal, in which case I'm not matching that. So I don't know that any team out there is that desperate, although David Tepper's out there.
If he's traded before the draft and it's via the non-exclusive franchise tag, two first round picks, Lamar Jackson is prime. Two first round picks to get an MVP.
No, I'm with you, but it's really more the player is one thing. I think there are 25 teams that would take the player, but not for that contract. I was listening to Bo's podcast. I wasn't cheating on your podcast. I was listening to Bomani Jones The Right Time, and they were talking about the Lamar Jackson contract.
There's plenty of time for podcasts.
It's true. I mean, I do a lot of barn work, so I need a lot of podcast companionship. So I have a lot of stalls to muck.
Muckin' stalls ain't no joke. I did this as a kid.
See? Will and I can, we can jive on this. So the reality is that the Deshaun Watson contract that Lamar Jackson is using as a gauge is silly. It's like comparing every college basketball player to Zion Williamson. That is idiotic because there's only one of those that came into college. And the truth is that that Deshaun Watson contract was signed out of absolute blatant, obvious desperation by the Cleveland Browns because Deshaun told the world like 3 months earlier that I don't want to play for Cleveland.
He wasn't going to Cleveland unless he got that deal. And the other thing, too, about the non-exclusive tag is, and why it's interesting, is that if you put it out there, well, it's not like Lamar, the way the offer sheet, it basically becomes like a sort of a silent auction type of thing.
True.
You know, where it's like teams put out their best offer sheets. And then, I don't think Lamar has to sign them.
No, but I mean, if somebody wanted to put that out there, he'd sign it.
Right, but I'm saying, like, let's say that all the other teams who are interested in Lamar are like, we're not going to do what, you know, what the Browns did. And just hypothetically, we're assuming.
Somebody will.
It's the assumption of rational spending and rational right. character and rational ownership, which is probably stupid, but I just suspend reality for a second. And let's say that, you know, it comes back and the Ravens are like, well, Lamar, as you can see, your market is exactly what we said we thought it was.
And I think ultimately goes back to Baltimore, but not on that contract.
That tag is because you want to let everyone else negotiate for you, and you basically create a market. I mean, it sort of is. It's interesting from an economic standpoint.
Yeah, but I think that's the way that Baltimore can keep him on a franchise tag because the number will be lower than it would be on the exclusive franchise tag. The three games that. While everybody has a chance, it's a very small one. Will we agree that Baltimore, Miami, and Seattle are almost definitely not winning their games, right?
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only. Right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Who Baltimore, has, Miami. Yeah, this seems more.
Who has, of those three teams, who has the best chance of, let's flip it, of Buffalo, San Francisco, and Cincinnati, who has the best chance of screwing it up?
Yeah, interestingly, that they're all division rivalry games, and they've all seen each other twice this year already. So, I mean, you've got, you know, I mean, I would say that it's probably San Francisco. And I know San Francisco is the favorite to come out of the NFC, and maybe that's a surprising answer. But you have a rookie quarterback in a big playoff game against a division rival that's at least seen him and studied him, and a, you know, Super Bowl winning coach in Pete Carroll, who's been on the stage. Geno Smith's never played in a playoff game either. Eugene Cyril Smith III, excuse me. however, you know, we've seen with veteran quarterbacks sometimes, I'm not comparing Geno Smith to Kurt Warner, but like Kurt Warner's first playoff game was awesome. Yeah. You know? The greatest show on turf. No, definitely not the same offense. Don't get me wrong. But see, like younger quarterbacks, like Peyton Manning's first playoff game was miserable. He went 19-42. And so you're talking about Brock Purdy, who was not first overall. He was the last overall taken. He's Mr. Irrelevant. I think as long as San Francisco is playing from ahead and they don't ask him to come back and win that game, he'll be fine. But if I had to pick between those three, I'll take the quarterback with no experience in the playoffs.
See, that's very logical. And now that you say it, it's probably the correct answer.
That usually happens with me.
But I have watched Buffalo play a lot lately. And there is a lot of screw up waiting to happen.
My bold prediction on the podcast is Mike Lennon throws two passing touchdowns for the Dolphins.
That would be awesome. That would be
good. Teddy doesn't sound like he's playing. Two is out. Skylar Thompson. Can't yank that guy off the field.
Skylar Diggins is playing, I believe, for the Dolphins. All right. Let me get one other game in here before we take a quick break. My perception is that the Giants are playing well. Yet the Giants closed the season 2-5-1. I don't think I'm wrong. I think the Giants have been playing well. Data suggests otherwise, and I really like them at Minnesota.
Yeah, I think they're going to win in Minnesota. Nobody can say, by the way, like they're one of my best bets from this week, but no one can say I know the Giants will beat Minnesota.
Right.
Or I know Minnesota will beat the Giants because Minnesota went 11-0 in one score games. Just outrageously. I mean, that's running so like that's like winning 42 hands of blackjack in a row at the casino. I mean, you're running so effing hot when you go 11-0 in one score games. There's going to be regression. If you look at the other team in the NFL who just every week, this close game somehow, I've said repeatedly, the Giants remind me of the 2017 Buffalo Bills, a comparison that makes sense because, you know, everybody in the Giants running the Giants now came from Buffalo.
Right.
And there's that first year, Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, they're coaching up this roster that probably isn't as good as you think it is. I normally would have both these teams getting blasted in the playoffs if it was a different matchup. This is just going to be a crazy game that comes down to the last possession and probably some kind of like blocked field goal, like safety situation. You know, Danny Dimes fumbles. I don't know. Something crazy is going to happen in this game. One score game for sure, but I like the Giants.
Minnesota at 13-4 has a negative point differential.
All time bad.
Yeah.
And in fact, as RJ White pointed out, maybe they're more like the 2017 Buffalo. Yeah,
I actually think the Giants are going to win this game by double digits. All right, we'll come back.
Hard to do against Minnesota, man.
I have no faith at all. But I do love, me some Justin Jefferson. So let's take a quick break. Will Brinson is here, Pick Six Podcast moderator. Two really good games. Chargers on the road at Jacksonville. Tampa hosting Dallas. We'll hit both of those when we come back. Shamming out to Steely Dan on a Friday.
Yeah.
Perfect way to get into the weekend. Here's another one. Will Brinson is back. Pick Six Podcast moderator. Gosh, I love this guy.
Did you hear me singing that at the break? I was literally
were you really?
At my house singing that.
See? This is why you're on.
I'm also wearing Asia sweatpants right now.
Are you really? I didn't know they had Asia sweatpants. I guess you can get
double
any
wonderful,
sort of...
Double Wonderful on Instagram.
Okay, there you go. Oh, that's right, our Steely Dan guy. Yeah. I haven't...
These are wildly unnecessary. Like, it's like the Asia logo on one leg and then like a list of the songs from the album on the other. It's like,
just in case you forget. Just in case you forget what the track listing is. All right, so Chargers at Jacksonville. Prime time, which is an awesome game coming up tomorrow night. Like the Chargers have a ton of talent.
Just before we get into the meat and potatoes of the game itself, quick tangent here, quick little rant for me. Week 18, the Chargers had nothing to play for.
Nothing.
Literally nothing. They could not move up or down.
Right.
They were locked into their seed. They knew that they were going to play either Jacksonville or Tennessee on the road as the 5 seed, depending on whoever won the AFC South and became the 4 seed. They could not move down. They could not move up. When it's basically like a postseason preseason game.
Right.
Brandon Staley has traditionally not played his guys in the preseason ever. Doesn't play them at all.
Right.
You don't get hurt in meaningless games. Brandon Staley, lots of people don't play their guys in week 18. All over the league. It happens all the time, and there's nothing to play for.
The Giants didn't at all. The Giants played a bunch of backups.
They were locked into their spot. You see people all the time scoreboard watching week 18 and say, all right, if this game's out of control, we can't advance our seed. Let's yank our guys. Brandon Staley is rolling these dudes out there into the fourth quarter. He's got Keenan Allen, who's got like multiple torn ACLs in his life.
Right.
Like his number one wide receiver. After Mike Williams has already had back spasms happen in this game, he's got Chase Daniel chucking balls to Keenan Allen in the fourth quarter, and now Mike Williams isn't even going to travel to Jacksonville with the team because he played in that game and suffered an injury. It's a borderline fireable offense, and I don't want to overreact too much, but it is, right?
Yeah, it's not borderline at all, and I was actually going to ask you about this. If Sean Payton whispers, and I don't even know who's running the Chargers anymore. Is Espanos still running the Chargers? If Sean Payton whispers in whoever's running the Chargers' ear and says, I would take that job, isn't it a done deal that Sean Payton will be the head coach of the Chargers no matter what happens tomorrow night?
I don't know. It's definitely a done deal only because Tom Tola, and certainly could be. I think there's Sean Payton is weighing heavily on the minds of those around the league. And doing a good job of it because he's. But I don't know if we talked about the Russell Wilson game. Probably not because we didn't talk on Monday. So we talked. Right. So, like, Russell Wilson balled out in week 18.
He did.
He looked great. And it's hilarious that they fired Nathaniel Hackett.
Uh huh.
A week goes. Do they fire in between week 17 or week 18? I think it was like
16 and 17. I thought.
Right. So yeah. 1 week goes by, and it's like, all right, Russ still stinks. And then this rumor, it's like Sean Payton is going to look at the Broncos. And it's like, and all of a sudden, Russ is great again.
Who would you take? If you were Sean Payton, would you rather Justin Herbert or Justin Russell Herbert. Wilson? Yeah, close. I would too.
But the difference is the Spanish family, not as wealthy as the Walton family by like leaps and leaps and leaps and bounds. Like the Waltons are the richest owners in the NFL by like 15 times.
Yeah, by Sean decimals. Payton,
yeah, exponentially richer. Sean Payton wants $20 million a year. He wants...
Who many?
20. It's a rumor.
Dollars?
No, you have $20 million a year, yeah.
Okay.
He wants you to trade a draft pick for him, or maybe draft picks for him.
Probably.
And he wants you to have a quarterback, and he wants total control of the roster. So when you look at the two differences between these setups, Tom Telesco, by virtue of getting Justin Herbert, by virtue of getting a team that got to the playoffs, he's been there a long time. He has ownerships here. I think it would be difficult for Sean Payton to come in. First of all, I don't know the Spanish are going to want to spend that money. Second of all, it'd be difficult for Payton to come in and just kick Tom Telesco to the curb.
He's going to Denver then. That's all right. He's going to Denver. That's fine.
$20 million's easy. And he's like, hey, listen, George Payton, I'm going to get you out of this mess he made.
All right. Let's talk about the game. I like Jacksonville, but I don't like the quarter. I think the future for Trevor Lawrence is probably fine. I don't like the present for Trevor Lawrence, but I don't think it's going to matter. How do you see this game?
What if I got a theory for you?
Okay.
I don't know if it's a good one or not, but we'll find out. What if Trevor Lawrence? We talked about how rookie quarterbacks young quarterbacks, not necessarily rookies, but like first, second year quarterbacks, first playoff game, like the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
The pressure is immensely more intense.
Yep.
And all these different factors. What if Trevor Lawrence's first playoff game was week 18 against the Titans?
It was.
That's what I'm saying there. But like, what if that's where he got the yips, the first playoff game yips. And now he's like, all right, I played in one and now I'm calm. Whereas Justin Herbert has not played in one. And I trust Doug Peterson a hell of a lot more than Brandon Staley.
That's why I like the Jaguars because of Doug Peterson. Cause I didn't think, I thought Lawrence was mediocre to bad in the game against Tennessee. That game shouldn't have been that close. I still can't figure out why Mike Vrabel threw the ball on third and whatever rather than just punt the ball back to Jacksonville and let Jacksonville's offense go on the field and stink again like it had stunk for most of the game. You like Jacksonville in the game?
Yeah, I like Jacksonville the spot.
All right,
keep going.
Let me get to the last game because the last game is the most is the shiniest object in the drawer, and that is Dallas at Tampa. Dallas, I think, has the better team. Tampa has Tom Brady. This seems like a no-brainer for me. Dallas also is coached by Mike McCarthy, and I don't care who Tampa's coached by, but I like Todd Bowles, but they have Tom Brady, so I'll just end there.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the calculus for me. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. 14th in
the 14th.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot he actually had four names.
And neither did I.
Four names. I just think with if it were Bruce Arians, it's a no brainer. Like, give me the Bucks, and like, why aren't they favored? Todd Bowles definitely scares me because he's willing to get super conservative. I think we'll see Brady take a little more ownership on like decision making late in games, which he should have done probably in the first place.
Right.
It's Mike McCarthy. I mean, do you remember the thing that ended the Cowboys season last year when he called that quarterback draw and they just didn't have enough time? It's humiliating. Right. You think Mike McCarthy doesn't have he needs to take, he better be packing a diaper with him down to Tampa Bay. Because there's going to be some soiling of the pants at some point by Mike McCarthy in this game.
I appreciate you going there. That's cool.
Extra facts, man.
It depends. I don't know.
No.
I apologize for that.
By the way, you know what? Since we went through these games and we kind of agree on them.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess. For elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Pretty good looking money line parlay. Like 10 or 11 to 1. Buccaneers, Giants, Jaguars.
I got all of them. I want to parlay all of them at like plus 1800.
Yeah, I talked about that on the podcast. Yeah, it's great. It's a great parlay.
Parlay all of them at 1800. That may or may not be a preview of what's coming up at 145. Look,
there's no chance that what we think is going to happen.
Of course not. Weekend
won't happen.
Of course not. Finally, and we have like 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. If Dallas can sack Brady, five times?
Yeah,
they can win a game.
Yeah,
that's Mike what they Evans, have to do.
Mike Evans, big game coming.
Hope so. I'd like to see. Be the first time I've rooted for Tom Brady, but there's a first time for everything. At Will Brinson on Twitter, CBSSports.com, Pick Six Podcast Moderator. We'll talk to you next week. We'll figure out when. I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
He had no hat today. Will had no hat today.
I know.
I didn't know what to do. Will's got no hat on. But he had Asia sweatpants on.
And I'll tell you what. I had no idea he was listening to that song. So it's all a coinkydink.
All right. Well, that's good by me.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess. For elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.